page 83. During this time, talk about yams and the forthcoming harvest events inform most conversations. In September, after the new moon, the joy of yam harvests turn once again to the reality of hard work as villagers prepare for the onerous task of cleaning new garden plots. Note 3. An area of overgrown land, uncultivated for 6 or 7 years, is selected for each garden site. First, with large machetes, villagers begin slashing the weeds, bushes and small trees, leaving only large trees whose branches they cut off. Then the debris from the cleaning is piled up and burnt on the garden plot, supplying the soil with needed nutrients, especially nitrogen. This technique, called slash and burn, or swidden cultivation, is practiced in most tropical environments throughout the world. It is an attempt to recreate the natural cycle of tropical jungles, where the decayed plants keep the soil fertilized. The method is much less labor-intensive than hoe cultivation, but it requires extensive land because after a few years planting, the plot of land must be left fallow. In Kiriwina, fallow time usually lasts...